Next patient is Deborah McElhaney. That is McElhaney. M as in Mary. McElhaney. McElhaney, Deborah. D-E-B-E-R-A. Deborah. D as in David. E. B as in boy. E again. N-R-A. Deborah. Date of birth 9-3-55. Date of visit 10-8-25. Next, history present. I'm sorry, please make a copy of this for Julian Johnson. Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N, Johnson, P-A-C. Dear Julian, thank you for sending Deborah McElhaney for evaluation. Next. History of prison illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has a history of smoking, has been experiencing shortness of breath, and occasional cough. She was sent for a chest X-ray, which showed no active infiltrates. The patient was told that she has lung nodules. Period. The next paragraph, can you also mention, patient denies chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, chills, or weight loss, period. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history of seizure disorder and history for hypertension, history of right and left total knee replacement. She also has atrial fibrillation and peripheral neuropathy. She had retinal surgery of the left eye and has been treated for depression. She also had complications from COVID-19 vaccine more than 2 years ago. Family history, father had a history of heart disease, mother died of unknown causes. Next paragraph, habits sufficient, smoked. For 25 years. Less than a pack per day. Occasional alcohol use. Next, system review. The patient has no fever, fatigue. She denies double vision or cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleed. She has no shortness of breath, but has occasional cough. There's no nausea, vomiting, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has depression and anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has easy bruising and bleeding gums. She has no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss and no skin rash, no aging. Next. Paragraph. Medalist. Included Coreg 3.1 to 5 milligrams BID. Duloxetine 30 milligrams BID. Gabapentin 300 milligrams 2 tabs BID. Phenytoin 300 milligrams such as tizanidine 4 milligrams such as fenofibrate 54 milligrams such as losartan 25 milligrams styline. Raylar 1.5 milligrams styline. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Budesonide 3 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. That's averagely built elderly female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 116 over 70, pulse 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 163, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And clear lung fields. Heart sounds regular as for an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Extremities. Knee deformities from previous surgery. Reflex of the one plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Probable COPD. Number two, lung nodules and number three is hypertension. Number four, history of seizures. Could you please add in the first paragraph, the patient did have a chest CT on 6/6/23, which showed several tiny nodules in the minor fissure and mild emphysema. Next paragraph, plan, the patient will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and also get a CT chest without contrast. She is presently not having significant shortness of breath. She will continue with the or other meds mentioned above. And a follow-up visit will be arranged. Approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Julian Johnson. J-U-L-I-A-N Johnson. J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Thank you, Stark. This is a